Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind, episode number 34. It is Tuesday, April the 9th, and I think the lighting is getting a little more consistent for all the YouTubers out there that are watching. Anyways, quick announcement, podcast will be going live today. I wanted to add a little more structure to the podcast scheduling, and I'm getting a lot more what I would say are like really cool guests. Not that my previous ones weren't, but just lining up a lot of really cool guests now, the show's got some momentum. So going to start posting two a week, Tuesday and Thursday. And then if you don't follow me on Instagram, what I've been doing is when I have a guest on and an episode airs, the next day we'll do an Instagram live together. So maybe you're someone who kind of likes podcasts, but you're very picky and you want to get a sense of the person a little bit before you dive into, let's say, like a 35, 40 minute episode. We do a 10 minute Instagram live, usually the day after the podcast airs. So you can check it out. You can either check it out live or you can check it out. It'll be shared on my story for the next 24 hours. So if you're the type of person that likes to dip their foot in the water first, keep an eye out for that. And just, I mean, like I say with most things marketing and business related, right? Like testing out new structures. So I started releasing one podcast episode every 2 weeks, I believe, back in August when I first started Solopreneur Grind. And for a few reasons, it's that number has increased. Now I'm doing two a week, at least for as long as I have enough time to do them, which I still do. So the reason for that, and I'll relate this kind of back to just anyone's business, is always be testing, right? ABT, as some of us like to say. So if something's working, then not only do you want to still do it, but you might want to double down on it, right? And I may have mentioned that previously in more kind of general business speak, but especially when you're starting out. So what I like to say when you're picking a business, especially a service business, is you want to pick a niche, right? But when you're starting out, you don't really know what's going to work. Nobody does. And so it's fair to start a little bit broader. But when I say broad, I still think two to three specific niches. So let me give you an example. If you're starting out some type of service business and you want to do digital marketing, it's just kind of the flavor of the year, so it's an easy example to give. If you just start generally speaking as a digital marketer, you're going to have a ton of people to go after. If you offer a few, so let's say you're really good at, I don't know, Instagram content and Pinterest content and LinkedIn videos. Those are three completely off the top of my head. Now, starting broad, you can start broad in two ways. You can start broad as in I'm going to offer all types of digital marketing services. So Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat, blah, 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 videos, text posts, everything like that. So you can offer that, or you can go, quote unquote, Josh's version of broad, which is pick two or three specific niches and test them each individually at the same time, right? So LinkedIn videos, Pinterest, and Instagram content. I think those are the three that I mentioned recently. So you're still broad-ish in the sense that you're offering more than one very specific niche of service, but you're testing out which one will work better. And then after 2, 3, 4, 5 months, kind of depends on how quick you're moving, how much time you're dedicating to it, you double down on what's working, right? So maybe you do that for 3 months. You're trying to get clients for all three. And you get, you know, 5 LinkedIn clients and 1 Instagram client and 0, what was the third one? Pinterest clients. Well, the market or the work that you're doing is telling you something, right? 5 is more than 1, which is more than 0. So not only should you probably scrap the other two, but you should double down on the first one. So to bring us back to Solopreneur Grind, I started out in, I think it was late August, maybe early September, putting out a podcast. I think it was every 2 weeks, excuse my poor memory. And I wasn't doing the daily at that time. And I was doing a little bit on Instagram and a little bit here and a little bit there. Anyways, details aren't important. What is important is the results, which are after 2 to 3 months. The podcast results were really promising, right? I was having great guests. I was enjoying doing it, which is important. I was getting a lot of value out of it, learning a lot from my guests, these intelligent conversations, hearing their stories, you know, motivation on how they did it and how other people could do it too, how I could apply those lessons to my business. And the statistics were backing it up, meaning the listens, the average listens per week, per month, were on the up and up. So all of those contributed to me saying, you know what, let's double down on this. That's why about a month ago, I was like, you know what, let's do it. Started reaching out to a whole bunch of people, started kicking above my weight class in terms of cold outreach to people that I thought may not have wanted to come on the show a few months ago, but now that I've, you know, built up the repertoire of previous episodes and a following and stuff like that, they'd be more willing, and a lot of them said yes. So maybe tomorrow what I'll get into is how to do that, right? Once you have a little bit of momentum, how to try and get that hockey stick curve going up. Because once you have even some semblance of results, of followers, of number of episodes, it adds legitimacy and you can start slowly climbing the ladder, right? You can go to the C-list celebrities and then the B-list and the A-list. I mean, hopefully one day the A-list. But for right now, sticking down low. But anyways, slowly kind of climbing up that ladder. So all of this is to say, if you want to get started in something, pick two or three specific ideas, services, niches, give them a try, let the data speak for itself. If you don't have any ideas, then I mentioned this in the video yesterday, and I mentioned it in a little more detail in my Motivation Monday email, is just start creating value for people and see what happens. It doesn't have to be a business. And anyways, that's it for today, for Tuesday. Hope the week's going well. And tomorrow we will talk more about how to take the next step from there. Have a great day. I will see you tomorrow.